T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Friday. A happy hour Friday, all 4 hours, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. So thanks for being with us, and hopefully you can start early. If you are, as always, you could tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you're drinking on a Friday morning at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We will shout you out on the radio. But first and foremost, good morning, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, it is our annual midday show, happy hour, just like Andy said. Make sure y'all send us your picture so we can see what you're drinking on. I'm good, man. You know me, it's a Friday. It's a beautiful Friday, too. And I just realized when I went to bed last night, I ain't got to work on Monday. So this is going to be an even more fun show, because if I do something crazy, I ain't got to even hit from the boxes. They try not to call you on the weekends and on holidays.
Yeah, so you got 3-day grace period. You can be as crazy as you want over the next 4 hours. I mean, take liberties. Push the envelope. Be as provocative as you possibly can be. And I'm here for it. I'm ready for it, Randy. So, yeah.
Thank you. I do greatly appreciate it. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. I mean,
was going to say, where are you starting? Like, what's your hottest, most outrageous take?
Oh, no, it's still ain't that time yet, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're still, you know, we don't want to have everybody, you know, because I think one of the things that when you're doing this job, and you got to respect the fact that people are driving, you don't want to crack them up too early and they're about to run off the damn road. You know what I'm saying? We want to keep you till you get to your final destination, man. We're gonna crank it up in about 2 minutes. But with that being said, man, I mean, sports are back. I cannot wait. Tonight, doubleheader for the Braves. Ronnie's back. And then, you know, there was one thing when I was playing, Andy, is that, like, this day, because technically yesterday was probably, you could look at it as the last preseason game. Like, this day right here, when you would leave the locker room after that game, which you probably didn't play in, you would wake up this morning right here, you'd be like, man, blank just got real. It just got real, because now it's on and popping. And now, you know, today there'll probably be some cuts from the Falcons, but, you know, everything goes down tomorrow by 4 o'clock. But, yeah, that's when you wake up as a player and you're like, man, it's on. It is blank cutting time now.
Yeah, it's got to be a bit of a weird feeling this season for Falcons players for a couple different reasons. I mean, one of them being that it wasn't a regular preseason, and that yesterday's final preseason game, quote unquote, was a scrimmage against themselves, which is what they've been doing and every other team in the NFL has been doing to get ready for the year. And then you go home last night. You know that some of your teammates aren't going to be back whenever it is the next time that you get together. I know tomorrow is cut day, or you have to make all your cuts by tomorrow afternoon. But anybody who's been paying attention has seen that NFL teams have already started cutting players. Now, we don't know any names of any Falcons players that have been cut, but Adrian Peterson got cut this morning. Mohamed Sanu got cut earlier this week to go along with a number of other pretty big name NFL players that aren't going to be on the teams that it looked like, or that we thought that they were going to be on. And then you go from that, which has to be, again, it's tough. You know, you don't like seeing guys that you're sitting next to in training camp in the locker room or whatever, not going to be there. But then immediately transition into that excitement of, all right, now it's time to go. It's game week on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, that's the sad part about it, because it is different, because, I mean, you were in Zoom meetings, so that's how you got to know the guys. You've been with the guys for about a month now. But you start talking about, as soon as off-season workouts started back in March, you're with this one person, especially when you're in your position group. You do grow a bond with those guys. You do start liking those guys. You do hang out a little bit outside of the practice facility with these guys, especially the younger players, and they're bouncing questions off of you when you become the veteran of the room and all those things, and you help them and everything, and you know, and you don't know what to say. I think that's always in my, I was just saying my case, was always one of the things I didn't know how to say, you know, when a young tight end got released and you talk to him afterwards and you were just like, you know, man, I'm sorry. And, you know, keep working, keep grinding and all that. And sometimes you saw the player, you're like, well, hell, I know this guy ain't going to play no more.
Right.
You know, and that hurts you to say that. But I don't want to say it to them personally. Obviously, you know, just try to encourage them and all those things. And one thing I would always typically try to do is always keep a relationship with those guys. Just check on them, see how they're doing and everything. But, yeah, I mean, but, you know, you don't want to make it seem like it's selfish, but you have to be. At least it ain't you. You know, I mean, I never had a thought or worry about me being released or cut or anything like that. But I mean, that's still a mentality that you always got to have. Yeah, I'm gonna miss you, but I'm glad it ain't me. And you had to talk. You had to talk to young guys who made the team, because the one group that's always together, Andy, the rookies are always together, because they usually do things separate from all the vets. And they come in and they're, you know, they're mad because this is my boy, this is my partner. We done grew this bond. But I'll always go say to them, well, go give me a job then. Right. Go give me a job. Go to the GM and say, I don't want – you let him go. So, you know what? Let me go so we can be unemployed together. I say, no.
Which no one's
going to do. Yeah, and I know they're grateful for the opportunity. And it's cool to miss your partner, but better him than you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it, in the end, that's what it comes down to. And that's why sometimes you see guys that are unwilling to be mentors. Because that's what it is. I mean, we're competing for the same check. If I help him too much and he takes my job, what are they going to give me a percentage of it? No. I'm going to be out there looking for a job.
You asked
out. He's going to be in here with mine. Yeah. Anyway, that's today in the NFL and tomorrow morning as well. Difficult decisions for GMs and head coaches across the league. And as the show goes on today, I would imagine we'll probably start getting some news of Falcons players that have been cut. It is interesting because yesterday we came on the air, and I mean, it was just jam-packed news day. We had Atlanta United news, we had Georgia news, we had NFL news, we had, I mean, it was just crazy, just headline after headline after headline. Today, and again, I'm going to jinx it, and something ridiculous is going to happen over the next 15 minutes. I'm not trying to do that. Actually, okay. We know it won't. If something crazy happens today, it'll happen at 2:01 or after.
Okay.
Because that's when news breaks. Like, news breaks in Atlanta during the Dukes and Bell show. I don't know how they got that written into their contracts, but it's pretty well done. What we do have, though, Randy, is a really big weekend ahead. And like you said, the last weekend for the foreseeable future until February, where we don't have football. The NFL kicks off on Thursday of next week. The ACC kicks off their games on Saturday. The NFL, the rest of the NFL kicks off their games on Sunday. And I mean, it's going to be football season. Like we actually made it. Well, I don't know. We didn't make it yet.
Maybe we should wait till we actually get there.
But I mean, it feels like it's going to happen with all the frustration and all the question marks and speed bumps and everything that came along the way throughout the summer with the pandemic that we're still dealing with. It looks very much like football season is going to get underway next week. And I mean, hallelujah.
Hey man, I've already planned my menu for next Thursday. That's where I'm at. I'm so damn excited that this NFL season, I already got the menu of what's going to happen Thursday. I got everything planned out Thursday after we get off the air. I mean, everything is already planned, and I haven't discussed it with her, but it don't matter. You know, hopefully she'll get on board. But with that being said, yeah, I mean, it was. You remember back when we first started this, and we just didn't know what. But one thing we always said is the NFL going to keep trucking. We didn't know about any other sports, but we remember they had the draft, and they had free agency. They had all this stuff, man, and we were like, oh, yeah. If they're going to keep it going. Now, it's going to be a tricky, no, not tricky. It's going to be a weird situation watching this game. But, you know, with the limited amount of capacity of fans and all that, especially at Arrowhead where it's, I mean, I've been there, played it plenty of times. That place is rocking. And you think it wouldn't have been rocking on opening night after you won the Super Bowl? Please. That decibel level would have been out of this world. But, I mean, watching college football and watching some of these high school games. I mean, not high school, but just watching some of these college games. I'm starting to get, you know, okay, it looks weird, but, you know, they playing.
Yeah, you'll adjust.
I'll adjust.
You'll adjust.
You know, I mean, I'll adjust. But
the first NBA game we watched a month or so ago, it was like, oh, it looks weird. Now you're used to it.
Yeah, I'll adjust it. I mean, seeing Mercedes-Benz empty the other night, you know, when Atlanta United's playing, I was like, okay, I'm used to this now. You know, this is the new norm. I wish there were fans there because I think that the 17s are there, the greatest home field advantage in the whole league. But, okay, I mean, but still, they got to play soccer. What I always tell you, Andy, if ain't nobody stands and it's 1 o'clock on Sunday, you know what's going to happen? The damn ball is still going to be kicked off. And so you really can't worry about you know, or you can't control what you can't control. Just control what you can control, and you can control your effort. And if you need fans to be there so you can play harder, then you ain't even, you don't need to be no damn professional. Yeah, you love playing in front of the fans, but hell, they ain't going to be there. So, I mean, I'm waiting for the first quote. Yeah, I couldn't play as hard as I want to because the fans weren't there. Are you fucking kidding me?
I hope somebody doesn't actually say that. I have heard people say, yeah, it's going to be weird. Of course it's
going to
be weird.
It's going to be weird. It is going to be weird.
Now, Wendy brought up a really interesting point. Wendy brought up a good point before the show because every stadium is going to be different. Some stadiums, like the Dolphins, are allowing 13,000 fans. Arrowhead is allowing some percentage of capacity for that opener. Other stadiums, like the Falcons, at least their first few home games, won't have any fans at all. We also know, like you said, Randy, Arrowhead Stadium, one of the loudest, if not the loudest stadium in the entire NFL, and the NFL is allowing the stadiums to use fake crowd noise, to pump in fake crowd noise. Like, does Arrowhead get to turn theirs up louder?
Yeah, because you know it's already loud?
Louder? Yeah. Like, does does Miami or someplace that, you know, sometimes it's hit and miss with the attendance, they don't get to turn their decibel level up quite as loud just to keep in, you know, reality with what it would be like? I don't know how that goes. It seems like it's going to be a really weird situation with fake crowd noise and how loud they're going to make
it. It's crazy, man. You talk about Miami. I mean, hell, if you want it, the loudest that sometimes it gets in their stadiums when they show the commercial with Dan Marino on the big screen. Yeah. It's deafening.
Yeah, you know, oh, they're pumped for all the
deaf quarterbacks. You know, but I mean, that's the only thing I'm curious about is, okay, say for instance, you got 13,000 fans, but yet another team doesn't have any fans. With the 13,000, how much of a decibel can it be? Because I'm going to tell you, 13,000 fans of Arrowheads ain't no damn home field advantage. You just got more people there to see you. It ain't going to be no point where it's going to distract Deshaun Watson from getting the calls in and getting the checks in. I don't see that personally, but I mean, it remains to be seen once the game comes on Thursday. Because if there's no crowd noise and you're trying to focus on the fact that it's louder in Kansas City, it will not be that damn loud. I promise you that.
All right, so that's next week. Football kicks off on Thursday in the NFL, the ACC on Saturday, the NFL, the Falcons on Sunday. We got a big weekend ahead as well, and today is a very interesting day for the Atlanta Braves. They got a doubleheader at home against the Washington Nationals. With all of the good stuff that's happened on the field this week for the Braves, tonight is kind of an interesting litmus test a bit, Randy, because this is what you're going to be dealing with going forward. You didn't make any moves at the deadline. You got Tommy Malone, the one guy that you did add going today in the first half of the doubleheader. You got Josh Tomlin, who's a bullpen pitcher, as your opener in the second half of the doubleheader. The good news is you got your good guys going over the weekend. But what the Braves are able to do today, and if they can just continue to win, which they have, which is unbelievable how good they've been playing, even with their terrible starting rotation, I think today is another big test for them. Two games, no real bona fide starters, and it wouldn't surprise me if the Braves go 2-0 today.
No, it wouldn't. It would because of the fact is that, I mean, how they've been offensively, they've been just been out of this world this week, and now you're getting probably your best offensive weapon back, hopefully, in Ronald Acuna. So, I mean, just don't blow it. That's what I would say. Just don't blow it. Don't put them in a position where they got to come back from six runs. Just keep it as close as you can and don't make it a disaster. And can we keep saying, and earn another start? How about that? Just earn another start.
Well, I mean, He is going to get another start on Monday. Tommy Malone's going to get another start, right?
Yeah, I know, Andy. It
would be nice if he could do something, if he could make up for what he did in his first start. Maybe he just wanted to keep the game close, like you said, because he was given a 10-run lead. And he was given
a 10-run damn lead, man.
And he's like, you know, this is not dramatic enough.
Let that sink in.
Not dramatic enough for my first start with the Braves. I'm going to give them 7 back, and then we're going to have to hold on for dear life in this game. I don't know. Braves got a doubleheader today. Atlanta United plays Orlando again over the weekend.
Orlando.
Oh, boy. We'll get to all that coming up next in What's Trending. It is a happy hour Friday brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Get ready for the weekend with Chattanooga Whiskey.
3 days.
Your favorite Atlanta retail store. That means you need 3 bottles of Chattanooga Whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, radio.com app.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now What's trending?
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. With over 200 fully stocked trucks ready to help, Reliable Heating and Air offers next day installation, or we pay a $500 installation guarantee. Call for details.
You got to change the way you call everything and how you do things in the line. It makes it harder. And, you know, I don't know exactly how it's going to be this year. It's definitely an interesting situation, but we just got to figure it out.
Yeah, so that's Jake Matthews yesterday, Randy, after the scrimmage, talking about one of the side effects of not having fans in the stands. And as much as, you know, we're not going to sit here and accept excuses about fans not being in the stands being a reason why you lost a football game, and I don't think anyone would say that, there are going to be things that are different because of it. And we've heard a variety of different offensive linemen talk about, yeah, I mean, it might be tough. We might have to change our signals or change our calls every single game just to make sure that nobody knows exactly what we're about to do. But I don't know. Obviously, I never played offensive line in the NFL. You were very close to the offensive line quite a bit. That seems like something that teams should be able to manage week to week.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, yeah, you should manage it. I mean, he has a great point. I mean, there is that thing. But one thing is that, especially when you're at home, the crowd, you know, they're supposed to be quiet when the offense is on the field anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, the disadvantage that you have is, that get off. I mean, the defensive line, they're supposed to move on the ball. You know, especially those edge rushers, they crowd the ball and they get there as fast as they can. But now, you know, they're going to have to switch up their count, expect a lot of double counts where you give a false, like, a fake cadence. Mm-hmm. You wait to see what they're going to do as far as resetting, and then you go to your natural count or whatever. So they're going to have to change things up. And then it's not new. I mean, T's been doing this for years. You double count, dummy counts, hard three, hard two, on set, on go, on the snap. All these things are going to be. Just they're gonna have to be, just mix them in and out and stuff like that. When you talk about code words change every week. Sometimes it just depends on you know, the division opponents and all those things. So I mean, it's gonna have an disadvantages to the offensive as far as checks sometimes. But I don't know if it's gonna be that big a deal, you know, because teams study the TV copy almost as much as they do the cut ups. Because of the fact you try to get a jump, you try to hear the quarterback's cadence and all of those things. So, I mean, it's been going around for a while. People stealing, you know, it's not necessarily stealing. You just hear it and then you remember it and all those things.
Right.
You know, when you go yellow and red, usually that means left and right. So, I mean, they'll just switch these things up. But I don't think it'd be that big a deal.
We're going to get to hear a lot more of it this year. I mean, when you watch a game on TV, depending on what the broadcast is, they tend to have a pretty good microphone on the quarterback. And depending on the quarterback, some are louder than others. You're going to get a chance to hear every quarterback in the NFL with all their little dummy counts and all the different code words that they're using. That'll be kind of fun. It'll be kind of fun to listen to and to see what that sounds like. But look, everybody's in the same situation. And I think that's something we're going to have to remember and go back to a lot throughout this season. If someone complains about one of these differences, all the other teams in the NFL are dealing with the same thing.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that that's why you lost. So yesterday was the final scrimmage. It was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Our guy Jarvis Davis, of course, was there, and he'll join us in the noon hour today at 12:20. Talk about what he saw yesterday. Talk about, you know, if he's anticipating any surprises today as far as the cuts go, and start turning the page forward until next week and game week. Seattle Seahawks, week one. We made it for the Atlanta Falcons. Another bit of news yesterday, and it comes as no surprise, any of the names. But the Falcons announced their team captains. You got Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Alex Mack, Grady Jarrett, Deion Jones, Ricardo Allen. I mean,
haven't they been captains the last 3 years?
I think they have. The other funny thing, and again, you're right, and I'm not trying to rain on a parade. Captains are great, and the way that they pick them and all that is great. But Dan Quinn told the same story this year that he told last year about Ricardo Allen. He said, stand up if Ricardo Allen has personally impacted you, and the whole room stood up. That's a great story, we heard that last year.
I mean, the thing with it, and what I think of Ricardo Allen as a man and as a player, he is the ultimate team guy. And he was, you want to talk about suffering one of your more embarrassing moments on TV when he got released that one time on Hard Knocks, and for him to just keep grinding, keep bouncing. He's a man's man, and he's earned everything that he's gotten by hard work and smarts. And so, but when you look at the captains, I mean, they're all pretty much the best players on your team. And that's why I mean, and when your captains are your best players, not just because they're your most popular player, because a lot of times you get to be a captain because you work hard, but because they are the hardest workers, and all those guys, there's nobody on that roster that works harder than those guys, and all of them are established, all of them are paid, but yet they still continue to work like they're not, and that's the one. Those are the guys that you want as your captains.
I'm just keeping a running tab here. You got Brad Nessler, Gary Danielson, Ricardo Allen, and me. All been exclusively called men's men by Randy McMichael over the last 24 hours. I feel good
you
about me,
man.
That
I
list.
Like men. I like men. You know.
I know you do.
I do. I don't like. I you know.
Ones.
I mean, I don't have nothing against a man that gets pedicures and all that. That's cool. I'm not saying you ain't no man's man, but I like dirty nail men. I like cats that you know that bite your fingernail like me. You know. I mean, but you like your nails finally manicured. That's on you, Pepin. I ain't gonna call you nothing but a man. But I like man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I know you do. Yeah. A couple quick notes from college football before we get to the weekend ahead with the Braves and Atlanta United. There's finally some news out of the Pac-12. Yes! And it is good news, technically. I mean, they've got seemingly advanced testing. It's going to be very quick. All of the teams in the conference have access to it. Now, what does that mean as far as returning to play? Nothing. Still half the teams in the conference, because the states they play in Oregon and California, aren't allowed to practice. So, the Pac-12 is not going to be back anytime soon. The only thing that I hope from this is that they share the information that they have, like the Big Ten didn't. Whatever the Pac-12 and the company that they're working with came up with, share it with everybody else.
You turned the words right about. Can we know? Can we get an insight on that, man? But I mean, the Pac-12, it seems like they're like, okay, guys, we can't just be irrelevant. Nobody speaks about us anymore, man. We just out here in the West Coast chilling. Ain't nobody even thinking about us. So let's put something together. And let's see if we can get our name back out there for some reason. Because, I mean, you have not heard anything from the Pac-12. I mean, that has been there in a dormant place where nobody even thinking about them. And so now with this information, hopefully they do share. Hopefully, you know, they can come together with the other four conferences and figure this thing out. But
yeah, the one thing that we did hear is that if they return, they're going to try to return in conjunction with the Big Ten. So whenever the Big Ten comes back, they're going to try to sync up and play their games at the same time. But I don't know. Doesn't seem like either one of those conferences is going to get it together in time to be able to start with the other three Power Fives that are going to start over the next couple of weeks and going to play for the national championship. I mean, if you're not going to start early enough to play for the national championship, then I don't know what the point of starting is anyway. One other thing. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about Jamie Newman, right? We had Brad Nessler on, got his thoughts on it. We'll let you hear that entire interview, by the way, in the 1 o'clock hour. Roddy Nabalsi, our guy from UGASports.com on. And I mean, the goal in having reporters like that on who are close to these situations is that they have more knowledge of the what happened than we do, right?
Yep.
Roddy Nabalsi told us pretty specifically, yeah, the reason Jamie Newman opted out was because of COVID. Like all the other stuff, it's not true. So, like, I feel satisfied with that answer. I feel like we
I'll
got the
what,
answer
take,
that we looked for yesterday.
I'll take Roddy's word over the I Heard crew. You know,
me too.
I will, because Roddy is and has been for a while tapped into that program. He does. People do tell him stuff that they would not tell the I Heard people. But
it's
you
true.
Know, whatever. I'll never be down on a young man that decided to make a decision about his future, man. More power to Jamie. I said it yesterday. I wish him nothing but the best. Obviously, he would have probably been a higher pick if he would have been the starting quarterback at Georgia. But who does know? And hopefully, you know, that the Wake Forest tape is enough for him to be drafted where he wants to be, because I'm pretty sure he knows he might not be a first rounder, but yet he decided to take that leap because of, you know, of COVID. And I respect his decision, and we move on, wish him nothing but the best. I still have the question: when he's drafted, is he going to say for the University of Georgia, Wake Forest? That's my next thing about Jamie Newman. Good luck to you, brother, and you know, just time to move on.
Better local tenure: Jamie Newman at Georgia, Carmelo Anthony with the Hawks.
Jamie Newman, because Jamie Newman is actually, you know, Carmelo ain't never
practice.
Come to. Yeah, he did practice. Melo didn't even come to Atlanta.
No, he didn't. He did allow the Hawks to get rid of Dennis Schroeder, which, you know, not everybody.
Yeah,
Melo
didn't even come to Atlanta, man.
No, he didn't even stop through.
because the thing about it is, if you look at, do they make basketball cards anymore? If you look on Melo's basketball card, is Atlanta on there?
I don't think Denver, Knicks.
Yeah, Denver, Knicks, Atlanta.
You have to have a stat, I think. I think you have to have played one game and recorded one statistic in order for it to be on the back of your card. But I don't know. Maybe it is. It'd be kind of funny if it was. All right, so the Braves are home this weekend. They got a doubleheader today. Hopefully they bring a lot of this with them back from Boston.
Lifted toward left. Martinez going back. He's going to turn. That ball is gone. Duvall has a second two-run homer, and the Braves have tied the game in the sixth. Two homers, four RBIs for Duvall, and new life for Atlanta.
And as you well know, he went on to hit three. So in each of the last two games, the Braves have had a player hit three home runs, Marcell Ozuna and Adam Duvall. No one's ever done that before in baseball history. I mean, I say put the record completely out of reach. And have somebody hit three home runs in the first game today. It's going to be tough because it's only a seven-inning game, but Ronald Acuna could do it.
Yeah, maybe, man. And we got any people out in Vegas. You got any bookies out there that we can call? I might put some ducats on this, man. Put a couple on them. You know, just you know. No, I ain't going to do that, man. You know,
yeah,
I like to bet
like
on stuff.
Bet, yeah.
You know, I don't like to bet on stuff I can't control. You know, I can't do that. But, let's just win a win, man. I would love for it to be three home run game, but – you know, it probably won't happen like you said with the 7-inning game. But you never know; they might get hot and they might go through the whole lineup maybe twice, man. You know, they might get an opportunity.
Well, they had an inning. They had an inning because Tommy
Malone's
pitching
for Washington. Who's pitching for Washington?
I don't even remember the guy's name. Austin Voth. Austin Voth. He's 0-4 with an 8 ERA, and according to our digital content manager Knox Bardeen, who is also, he's kind of baseball nerd guy. He is. Nerd guy, Knox Bardeen. He was looking at Freddie Freeman's, I want to get this right, balls in play events or something. Basically, his plate appearances against Austin Voth, he owns him. So Freddie Freeman, so maybe Freddie's the candidate to hit three homers tonight or this afternoon. Anyway, then Josh Tomlin and Will Crow go in game two. Braves have two today. Atlanta United play Orlando tomorrow. Don't lose to Orlando twice in a week. Don't do that. We'll come back and get the
Be
big deal, small deal,
I'm
no deal. I know the song. We'll come back and get the big deal, small deal, no deal with Wendy.
Slow, taking it easy.
No Brian today. It's a happy hour Friday. Extra happy because there's no Brian. Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Fittingly,
Mama.
Our guy Henry is drinking Chattanooga Whiskey. Shout out to Henry,
man.
C.
I know, dog. I mean, that is, I mean, that he on that 91, which is which is so good, bruh. But, I mean, it'll hurt you, man. And my cousin Corey, it's his son Zachary's, his fourth birthday. So, that means daddy's going to drink it. My cousin, he got some Blue Swift Martell. I see you, cuzzo.
He's got the Martell out early in the
morning.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that.
Happy birthday to my little cousin Zachary, too. And then, of course, I got Extreme Detail. He drinking Miller High Life.
The champagne of beers.
In honor of his pops. So, yeah, the champagne of beers. Man, damn, Miller High Life is so long.
Miller High Life always reminds me of one. It's one of my favorite stories about Ashley and why I love her so much is when we first started hanging out, like one of the first nights we were out together, we weren't even dating yet. She asked if she could, she was going to the bar. She's like, "You want anything?" I was like, "I'll have whatever you're having." So she came back with a shot of tequila and a Miller High Life for me because that's what she was having. So we had shots of tequila and drank.
Hell,
I was like,
yeah,
oh,
man.
I'm gonna marry this person and have a bunch of babies with her. That's what I want to do.
You knew that right then and there.
Pretty.
Because you know you fall in love fast. You know you always first one to say
I
love you.
Very early, yeah.
I love you, guy. Now, did we recall that she said it back the first time you told her, right?
Of course she did.
Okay. Now, do you think she said it out because you said to her that she actually loved you?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. I've asked her the same thing myself before, and she said she was taken aback a little bit because it was like 2 weeks in, man. I just felt what I felt. I felt so passionately, and so I told her, and you know, she was like surprised, but yeah, I love you too. I love you too. There was a hesitation, but that's okay. It's fine. Look at us now. House, baby.
Exactly.
By the way, and this is not a complaint because it's an adorable problem to have, but Lily is a very good sleeper usually. Last night was not her best sleeping night, Right. All she wants to do right now, and I don't know what this has changed over the last couple of days, she'll sleep great as long as she's asleep on dad's chest, which, again, is just adorable, and it's love it. But, like, as soon as you take her off and put her in her crib, five minutes later, she's fussing and wants back up. So,
well, I mean, you got a nice blanket on your chest, so maybe that she likes it.
It's true. She's got her own personal bearskin rug. That's a good point. I'm not complaining because it's a great, adorable problem to have, but we're going to try to fix that. So it's hard to sleep there when you can't move. You're like in a straitjacket. Anyway, we're 15 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. A lot of news from around the league. The Falcons with some news yesterday as well, and expecting more Falcons news throughout the day today, as today and tomorrow will be cutdowns. They got to get from 90 to 53. I don't expect a lot of surprises, but we'll see some names over the next few hours. Before we get to any of that, though, no Brian Gebhart. Let's get to Big Deal, Small Deal, No Deal, and Wendy.
And now, 92.9 The Game presents Big Deal, Small Deal, or No Deal with Brian Gebhart on the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey. Fittingly, as it is Happy Hour Friday, also brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey, the only Tennessee high malt whiskey. Wendy Adams with us today as Brian decided to take a long weekend, not surprisingly. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Happy Hour Friday.
I'm not drinking on anything right now. I just had some coffee, and now I'm having some water, but I'll partake a little bit later.
Nice.
Okay, well, you're at home. I don't understand how y'all don't drink when y'all at home. I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, I do have Chattanooga whiskey in my house right now. I could pour some of that, but it's too early for me, Randy.
Okay.
I gotta hydrate. Remember the process. Here's the process. You gotta hydrate.
Yeah, what is it? Process.
What did you say? You got a something before you wreck it, or something like that? You got to prep it before you wreck it. That's
prep
what
it
Wendy
before
says.
You wreck it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're
drunk for the AMA. Process. The AMA is at 1:40. Like, have some Chattanooga whiskey starting at 1:00, and you know,
yeah.
Wreck it for the AMA.
I'll do that then. So I'm going to prep until then. Well, it's a game I watched yesterday evening. I'm sure you guys did the same. The Toronto Raptors, half a second away from going down 3-0 to the Celtics, when OG and Nunobi saved their season with a three-pointer at the buzzer that gave the defending champs a 104-103 win. Well, big deal, small deal, no deal. Lowry being able to get that pass to Nunobi over the head of Taco Fall, mind you, who stands at 7'5" and was put into the game to make that inbound pass that much harder.
I think it's a big deal because that was a perfect pass by Kyle Lowry. I mean, you can't throw the ball better. What a play that was drawn up by Nick Nurse, who said that Hubie Brown taught him that play. He took that play from him. What a hell of a that was a hell of a pass by Kyle Lowry. And y'all need to leave Fricky alone, man. All right?
Why?
He just wanted to.
Nobody said anything about Fricky.
Everybody. Wendy just said something about John Fricky, didn't you?
No, you're the
one.
Oh,
well, I'm
going to
say something about John Fricky, because I saw that as soon as that happened, nobody cared about the shot. Everybody wanted to go at John Fricky about Taco Fall. Y'all leave John alone. All right? He liked Taco Fall. There's nothing wrong with liking Taco Fall. All right? And then you got them damn Oren and CCV and y'all cutting up Taco Fall. Taco Fall. Like, y'all leave John Fricky alone, man. He just liked him. He thought he could be, what did he say? He could be a.
He thought he could be the attraction down there in College Park.
I'm like, I'll drive over to College Park to see Taco. Probably wouldn't, but I'm sure other people would. Leave that man alone. Leave Fricky alone.
I mean, it does suck to play half a second and be a -3 in the plus-minus column. Like, Taco Fall got on the court for half a second of an NBA playoff game, and his team gave up 3 points. He had one job. All he had to do was stand in front of Kyle Lowry and not let him get the pass.
And he did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
No, he didn't.
That ain't Taco
Lowry made a perfect. He made a perfect pass.
That ain't Taco fault.
Whose fault is it then?
It ain't Taco's.
All right. Now, I am with you. It's not Taco. I mean, look, he made an incredible pass. It's also fun to see a coach actually draw up an inbounds play.
Yes, yes.
That works. Like the other night when Billy Donovan had two opportunities to find some way to get somebody open to get a shot, and they couldn't come up with anything. I don't know why every coach in the NBA doesn't have just a Rolodex of plays like that up their sleeve that they practice and that they can use in moments like that. The thing that they did last night after they showed the beautiful play by Toronto to get that shot off, and OG Anunoby somehow catching it and shooting it in half a second and making it. Jason Kidd made a great pass to Sean Marion back in the day in a similar situation. It's just, it has to be executed perfectly in order for it to work. But you also got to draw up a great play. And I just, I don't know. I love coaches that have stuff like that up their sleeve. So shout out to Nick Nurse for actually having a play.
Well, Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reporting that the Saints are sending an all-out blitz to try and sign defensive end Jadeveon Clowney, who has spoken multiple times to Coach Sean Payton. Big deal, small deal, no deal. The Saints potentially adding Clowney to the mix.
Oh, that'd be a big damn deal, because they get Clowney, that's going to be a damn problem. With him and Cam, that's going to be a damn problem. And it's crazy, because where the hell New Orleans getting all this cash? Now, I'm talking about, you want to, they say they sent a coach over there. He got to have the biggest mouthpiece ever, man. Because you ain't no way in hell Jadeveon Clowney, is the most he can get is 10 mil, maybe?
Yeah.
That mean, I understand the thing they're selling, they're going to be on TV and all that. Jadeveon, man, if you worried about being on TV, then hell, you should have been signed. I think he was waiting it out. He will sign somewhere this week. But if you mean to tell me that you're going to be like you was getting recruited to South Carolina again, man, please, go to Tennessee. Great situation for you, and maybe not with the money you wanted, but it's close to it, man.
Maybe I missed it. Did they get Alvin Kamara signed?
No.
Alvin Kamara got taken care of? What is Alvin Kamara's reaction to this news coming up on a, you know, little ESPN alert on his phone? Wait a minute. We're going to sign who? For how much? Excuse me? Didn't we already sign Taysom Hill for $20 million? How am I supposed to get paid? Yeah, I don't know how they're going to pay all these guys.
That's a problem. They get him, though. That's a problem, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm, like, trying to talk myself out of it from a financial standpoint and saying that they can't do it. Because I don't want it to happen. Like, I don't want to see
the only reason Jadeveon Clowney won't go to New Orleans is because of the money. Ain't no way in the hell he does not want to go to New Orleans, because you get a chance to win and get to be on a Super Bowl contending team. But, I mean, that's going to have to be a significant pay cut, I would think. Now, I mean, I don't know their books. And one thing I do know is that GMs know how to finagle some money around and everything, because they had an article a couple of days ago about how much money they're going to be over the cap next season.
Yeah.
So they like to help. But when you're in a situation where they are with Drew Brees, you're like, the hell with it, man.
It's all in. If we can make it work right now, make it work. But you're right. Jadeveon would have to take a big pay cut.
Yeah.
Big deal, though. It'd be a big damn deal.
When doing this next big deal only for Brian, because Brian would do it if he was in the studio, and I'm just a nice person like that, because I wouldn't normally do this one, but it's just for Brian, and Andy, maybe it's just for you. Big deal, small deal, no deal, 10% of the tour championship field consisting of former Georgia Bulldog golfers. You have Kevin Kisner, Harry English, and Brendan Todd. No tech players are in the tourney, by the way.
That's a big damn deal. Just like, you know, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. That's what we do.
What do you
do? You can go, Andy.
What do you do?
Randy? What do you do? You do what? You make the tour championship?
We do what they doing.
What are they? They're playing in the tour championship.
Man, you heard the great accolade that Wendy just gave. We doing what we do.
I love Kevin Kistner's quote on it yesterday, too. It might have been a setup with the reporter, but I don't care. Reporter asked him, did you see how many Georgia Bulldogs are in the field? And he said, I did. Did you see how many Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets are in the field?
Exactly.
Reporter said zero, and Kevin Kistner just started laughing.
Way to shiv him, Kevin. Rubber band man.
Matt Kuchar didn't have a very good year. I love Kevin Kistner, man. If I could putt like that guy, I'd be very rich. A lot of people could say that, probably, but he's a really good putter. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Our guy Paul Byrd going to join the show at 11:20 as well, as the Braves have a doubleheader today. Don't go anywhere. Happy Hour Friday, brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.